said Sylvie. That means we can stay. I'll put the sleeping bags in the hall. The ceiling's better there. Jonathan looked up and saw that where the damp plaster had fallen, skeletal laths sagged through. Sylvie called out, "There's a pile of newspapers in the living room. I'll lay them underneath us." Later, Sylvie produced a jar of frankfurters and a loaf of wrapped sliced bread. "Shall we eat everything now or save some for breakfast?" Jonathan looked at the floor. "I don't know." Sylvie watched him. "Let's eat all the frankfurters. I can buy some more food tomorrow."
"Okay, we can't go to the same shop."
"I'll find another one further away."
Sylvie opened the jar and arranged the sausages on slices of bread.
"Look, hot dogs."
After dinner, they took it in turns to wash at the sink. Sylvie ran her tongue around the inside of her mouth.
"We haven't cleaned our teeth for ages. I'll buy some toothpaste and toothbrushes tomorrow." "Do we have enough money for the torch as well?" "I think so. I could get a job."
Jonathan frowned.
"Why can't I get a job?" "You're not old enough."
"Nor are you."
"I look older. I could do a paper round or wash cars."
Jonathan's lower lip trembled. Sylvie leant against him.